Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked to the hottest station. This is a success radio. FOSR101FM.com.
It's your girl, Tanisha J. Thank you for tuning in to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. This show is geared to inspire, uplift, and motivate you. And this show is going to be amazing. We have a great guest. This guest is legendary Grammy Award-winning platinum artist Robert Cool Bell. And he's going to share their latest project, which is The Pursuit of Happiness. Also, he's just going to give some insight on the band Cool and the Gang.
We came up with the name Cool and the Gang, and we did our first album, came out with our first single in 1969 called Cool and the Gang. Album called Cool and the Gang. Group called Cool and the Gang. So everything was Cool and the Gang.
So get ready to be inspired with Robert Cool Bell.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Today is going to be an amazing show. Like I told you, we have a great guest, Robert Bell. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in on the line. Hey, Robert, how you doing on today?
Hey, Troy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. I really appreciate you accepting the invitation.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. I was saying Okay. Thank you for being a guest on today.
Okay, but thanks for having me.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the interview. I want you to go ahead and tell the listeners who you are, where they can find your music, and just a little inspiration.
Okay, my name is Robert Cool Bell, Cool and the Gang. Been around here for over 50 years. Started back in 1964. Our website is coolandthegang.com, and our music has been through Universal Records, and I have our own label called KTFA Entertainment, and those are some of the places that you can actually find here my music.
Well, I'm so excited just to have you on the show because I know you're a legendary artist, and you're just one of the greatest of all time, so I'm just really honored to have you on the show. And I know that you were one of the songwriters in the Hall of Fame. Give us a little insight about that as well.
Could you repeat that one more time?
I was saying I was reading that you were one of the songwriters that was listed in the Hall of Fame, and so I wanted to get your experience and just give us a little insight on that.
Well, that's great to be a part of the Songwriters Hall of Fame with all your, you know, great writers. I mean, we have received other awards, the Soul Chain Award and various others, and we're waiting to get to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but the song Writers Hall of Fame is very important to be a part of that. So we were very thankful to be a part of that.
Okay. Well, I know you guys have a new release called Pursuit of Happiness. And so I actually did get a chance to see the video, and I also was able to hear the song, and it is so inspirational. Give us a little insight on the music as well.
Well, Pursuit of Happiness, you know, my brother who I lost over a year ago, he was one of the key writers to Celebration. And then when President Biden was nominated, they played Celebration. And then they won, they played Celebration. But in his speech, he spoke about the pursuit of happiness and the perfect union. And when my brother heard that, he said, well, I got a great idea using this song for the pursuit of happiness, and the album, you know, is called Perfect Union. But that's how it all came together, you know, because we definitely need to come together, you know, with a perfect union. Wouldn't the world be great with a perfect union all around the world, people coming together?
It really, really would be. And my condolences on your brother. I do believe that what he was talking about, the pursuit of happiness, is actually what we need today. So I'm glad that that was something that he actually was able to help release. Because right now, you know, dealing with COVID and, you know, losing people daily and just the situation we're in, that's a great song to inspire us on today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you like it. And we're going to try to do what, you know, our part as it relates to the pursuit of happiness and people coming together. I mean, we have had other songs like Who's Going to Take the Weight, Love and Understanding, over the years. And, you know, I think and pray that the time is right for people to start to come together. So let's look at how many people is leaving the planet that got COVID. You know, we got to try to do something, try to get it right in some kind of way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love to just always be inspiring to listeners. And so this song really was an inspiration to me. So if you had to share with a listener today just an inspirational moment, what would you share with that listener on today?
With the listeners?
Yes, to a listener. If they're out there and you need to give them an inspirational moment, you know, just to inspire them, encourage them with a word of inspiration, what would that be today?
Well, I mean, I'm back to doing shows again. Not that many. A lot of them have been pushed back. Well, actually, into this year from last year. And one of the things that I'm saying to the audience is, hey, what you got to say. COVID, go away, because we want to play. We want to see happy faces around the world again. You know, and that's something that I'm saying to my audience now. And we have another song on the album called Hold On, another song that my brother wrote. And if you listen to that song, we're talking about holding on, don't give up, stay strong, and pursue the things that you want to do in life. And one day, maybe, God willing, we'll have a perfect union.
Yes, I truly believe that. I also know that you got the organization is called Cool Kid Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the Cool Kids Foundation, my wife came up with that. My wife passed about 4 years ago. And that's something she wanted to do, to bring music back into the schools. Because when we were growing up, we were able to go to music classes and play different instruments and et cetera, et cetera. And that's something that she wanted to do. And so I'm pushing her, you know, what she wanted to do on the Cool Kids Foundation. We're doing fundraisers. We're doing our third one coming up in Jersey. It's a golf outing to raise funds for the Cool Kids Foundation. And those type of things. So I'm pushing the whole Cool Kids Foundation. My son and I, my oldest son, Muhammad and Hakeem. And that's something that we're doing for the kids, the Cool Kids Foundation.
Okay. Well, I love that idea because, like you said, I know growing up, music is very, very inspirational and helps with a lot of different aspects of learning. So I love the fact that she wanted to do that, and I'm glad that you're still allowing that to happen for the kids today.
Oh yeah, yes. I mean, last outing we had Chris Tucker, Ja Rule. We're also working with OJ Anderson. So, you know, it's really coming together. Our third one will be July 12th at the Cedar Gardens golf outing arena. I mean, a golf course in Livingston, New Jersey. Yeah.
Okay, and go ahead and give the listeners your website information so they can find out about you, your music, so the Cool Kids Foundation, as well as your signature champagne as well.
All right. The foundation, the Cool Kids Foundation. .org. Then we have Cool in the Gang, www.coolinthegang. It's Cool in the Gang. Then I have Le Cool Champagne. It's lecoolchampagne.com. And so those are the main ones that I have.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell us about, I do know you have a signature champagne, and I'm so excited about that. I was able to read up on it, and everything looks so exciting, so I'm glad about that new venture. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that started back almost 5 years ago. I was touring in Europe, and a promoter came to me. This was in France, and we had about 20 shows that were sold out. He said, listen, I'm doing the champagne with the late Barry White at the time and the Barry White lookalike at one of the Bee Gees. And would you be interested in having your champagne on this tour? I said, well, I don't know if my fans want to have a bottle of champagne at the concert. They're more into T-shirts and caps, et cetera. I said, I would like to be on the shelves. And he said, oh? I said, yeah. I want to get on the shelves. So I came up with this idea because I was already in France with this name, Le Cool Champagne. And I was able to meet my partners, Mohamed Reda and Eric Morey, with the Bertillot family. The Bertillot family is the major family up in Rennes in the Champagne country, where they make Dom Perignon, Veuve Clicquot, Moet Chandon, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I ended up doing. And I wanted it to break in France first and let it come to America because, you know, the French own the name Champagne. So, you know, I wanted to break that way, you know, coming to America, maybe like the Eddie Murphy movie or something. And
right.
It's happening. So we're taking our time, and COVID slowed things up, but we're getting out there, and the champagne's getting stronger and stronger.
Well, I'm just excited that, you know, you guys are still moving around, trying to make things happen, because like you said, hey, COVID, go away. I really want this thing to go away because it really has, you know, gave us a new normal. But I do love the fact of the pursuit of happiness. And so we're going to go ahead and get ready to hear that song. I want you to go ahead and introduce that song to the listeners.
Okay, coming up, one of our songs from new album, Perfect Union, For the Pursuit of Happiness. And that's what we need in the world today.
I want to live in a world full of peace.
Pollution, no oil spilling in the ocean. So today I make the motion. Just a crazy notion. I was hoping for a world full of inclusion. Let's uphold the Constitution. Bring it into all the confusion. And all the love is the only solution. We need more Lennons, Lincolns, more Kennedys and Kings. Lord, could you send somebody to help us? Someone to help us with the dream. Another Marley, a Gandhi, a preacher, a teacher. So I'm asking you today, because the world, we really need you.
I wanna live in a world that's full of hope and change. There's a brighter day. And I wanna go to a place called We the People, where everyone's treated.
Broken pieces, foolish shelter for all the homeless. Give someone a hug in case they need it. You're my sister, you're my brother. Let's take care of one another. And the earth, it is our mother. I don't wanna hurt her any further. We need more Lennons, Lincolns, more Kennedys and Kings. Lord, could you send somebody to help us? Someone to help us with the dream. We need another Marley, a Gandhi, a preacher, a teacher. So I'm asking you today, because the world, we really need you. And I wanna live in a world full of peace. If you do, then pull up a seat.
I want the good Lord. peace and tranquility. So please don't bring bad news to Keith, cause everybody mad even if the day's sunny. Pissed off, funked up, stressed out over money. They say it can't buy you love. Yes it could. I see it going on around the world in every hood. How you living, making bad decisions, or how you sketched out or stretched out, laid up in prison. You as small as you desire, big as you aspire. So let's get back on track, flat tire. Keith Murray, ruling the gang, was fucking with that. Fuck rap, pop, soul mixed with rap. We bringing it back, we bridging the gap. Generation to generation, now that's the fact.
And I wanna live in a world full of peace. If you do, then pull up a seat.
I wanna live in a world full of peace.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Tanisha Jones, and we are joined with Robert Cool Bell. He's been sharing with us about the new song, Pursuit of Happiness. And he was sharing with us how it is just so important for us today to just kind of unite, listen to a song like that, to come together. Thank you so much, Robert, for being a part of the show. Go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the listeners who may have just tuned in.
Okay. Can you speak that again? I might be connected not that great. What did you just say?
Go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the listeners who may have just tuned in.
I still couldn't hear what you just said. One more time.
I was asking if you could just reintroduce yourself to the listeners, the ones who may have just tuned in to the show.
Oh, this is Robert Cool Bell from Cool in the Gang. Welcome listeners, and we're talking about my history and when I started back from 1964 to today. So hello everyone who's listening.
Okay, well, I love the fact that this band has been around forever, and so to me that speaks volumes, because we have groups that come along, throughout the years. They come, they go, they fade away. What do you think the dynamics was a success for you guys to still be here today?
Well, one of the things our parents always told us back when we were young, 1964, was to stay together, stick together as a family. And as a family, you have problems. But as the principal says, for every problem, there is a solution. And we've been able to do that, for over 50 years, like you just said. Some groups can't stay together for 20 minutes or a year. So, and the support of our fans, we thank our fans for supporting us. And so we never gave up, and we're still moving on. And I thank all my fans out there for that.
Right. Well, I do know one of my favorite songs, and I do hear at a lot of different places or different events, is Celebration. That song is like a anthem in itself, and I have just always, heard it different places. It doesn't matter what type of function it is. I've literally heard that song everywhere. Give me a little insight on Celebration and how you guys came up with that.
Well, Celebration was a part of the, or inspired, I would say, from Ladies' Night. We had just won two American Music Awards out in California, and we were celebrating. And the tag of Ladies' Night, "This is your night tonight, come on, let's all celebrate." And my brother said, "Wow, there's another song right there." So when we got back, he had put this track together called Celebration. And it had that kind of a down-home groove to it, with grandma and grandpa somewhere in Birmingham, Alabama, drinking some Kool-Aid, and it had just that type of feel. And we got the Yahoo and, the whole country thing. And, we didn't know that record was going to become what it has become. And I guess it was perfect timing. And that's kind of how Celebration came about.
Okay, and I'd have to say, with doing this entertainment journey, who would you say has been an inspiration to you on a personal level as well as in the industry?
Well, there's been a lot of drinks, you know. I'm here right now in Las Vegas doing a show here at the the old Hilton Hotel called now the Westgate. And it's in the people, Sammy Davis Jr., Marvin Gaye, have had a lot of great entertainers here in Vegas that have been inspiration and inspirational people over the years, from Muhammad Ali or Martin Luther King or President a couple of years ago, President Obama. A lot of inspiration. So we just got to keep on moving on. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, I truly believe that's the key, is to just keep continue to have great things to believe in. I love how today everything is kind of shaping itself with trying to eliminate racism, and that it's being brought to the forefront. So you named a lot of greats that had some inspiration in that movement. So I'm glad you did share that inspiration. And I wanted to go ahead and also ask, like I said, on a personal level, in your personal life, who would you say has been an inspiration regarding your music?
Well, in my personal life, I have to start off, you know, with my mother, because she really pushed us on and helped us in terms of growing up. You know, I was born in Youngstown, Ohio, New Jersey. And that was when the band started, back in 1960. I have to say that my mother definitely was an inspiration to keep moving on. And then again, you know, like some of the men that I mentioned, you know, who was very inspirational.
Well, that's great. I wanted to also just kind of touch on the pursuit of happiness. When people listen to that song, what's the one thing that you want them to actually gather from it? I know you said you want them to come together, but what's the one key thing that you want them to get when they hear that song?
Well, to continue to pursue their goals, you know, in life, you know, so that one day, you know, they could have happiness, you know, and you know, like some of the lyrics, I want to live in the world of peace. And of course, that's not what's going on today, you know, with everything going on, the threats of war, be it what's going on in, with Russia and the United States and so many other problems out there, you know. So, you know, I would like for them, you know, hold on. Don't give up. I mean, you got the threat of the virus and everything else that's going on, but that's what I would say. You know, I would like to see that come together, you know, with the pursuit of happiness. And like I said before, the album is called Perfect Union, so I would like to see that one day, God willing.
Yes. And so tell me about one of your best performances.
My last performance?
Your best performance, one of the ones that's the most memorable.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of those. I mean, but I would have to say one of the memorable ones is in Kenya when we played a 500,000 people walked up to the building of health building in Kenya, and our saying for the kids was no glove, no love, because that was everything else. The big thing was AIDS, you know. I mean,
right, yeah, and I do remember that decade. That right there was something that was really, really affecting them there and us here. And so The reason I ask that is because most of the time when we have a certain memorable, you know, performance or some type of event, it has something behind it. And so I know with this new release of the Pursuit of Happiness, this is going to be something that's kind of, I feel, like an anthem to what we're going through today. At this time, I would love for you to go ahead and give your hey's, your what's-ups, your shout-outs to all your friends, family, and followers. Still there, Robert? Okay. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. We'll be right back with you guys with Robert Cole Bell.
Oh!
Welcome back to the show. My name is Tanisha Jones, and we are joined with Robert Cool Bell. And we've just been talking about The Pursuit of Happiness. That is an amazing song. I want you guys to make sure you get that song. You can also check it out on YouTube. I could put the Pursuit of Happiness in with Cool in the Game. It came up, and it's a great, great song. Hey, Robert, I wanted to just thank you for being the guest on the show. At this time, if you could give your hey's, your what's ups, and your shout-outs to all your friends, family, and followers, that would be great. All right. Well, I want you guys just to know today is a great day, and you weren't sent here by accident. Today it was with a purpose. And so today the purpose message I feel is the pursuit of happiness. Whatever will make you happy in your life, pursue that and keep going. Don't be distracted by anything. Don't be distracted by COVID. Don't be distracted by all the things you see on TV. You are the one that's in control of your happiness. I want to thank you guys for tuning in again. Make sure you check out the website at basisofsuccessradio.com. You can also look at www.fors101fm.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the hottest station, Basis of Success Radio.